That pretty well sums it up for the U.S. government. 5:53 is the time here in Houston's Morning News. The government keeps promising us more power, more money, more benefits, more. Only most of the benefits seem to be flowing to the government or the people who work for the government. Alan Pfeiffer joins us. He's a writer and American thinker. I think you kind of refer to this as the long con, don't you, Alan?
Good morning, Jimmy. Yeah, absolutely. We call this the long con, with the government promising that its policies will improve our lives when those same policies only really expand their powers and protect them from the citizens they're supposed to serve.
How bad has it gotten, do you think, in the last 2 years? It seems to me that that process has certainly accelerated during this administration, hasn't it?
It has, but it really started during the Obama administration and even before that, but it got on steroids over the last 10 to 12 years. If I was had gone to Mars and had just come back and saw where the country was and how it's changed in the last several years, it would almost not be recognizable to me. The question of freedom, how can you have a free nation without freedom? Yet we are not free today in the manner that we were 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Give me an example of that. How are we not as free as we were 20, 30 years ago?
I think the public trust is probably the number one reason. In this case, the theft of the public's trust is a crime against the people. We also call that corruption. The Justice Department always states public corruption is the breach of the public's trust by government officials who use their public office to obtain personal gain. There's where we don't believe our government anymore, because the government continually demonstrates to us how they detest us. You can't walk into a congressman's office anymore like you could for 175, 180 years. But that's just one example.
Sure.
How they spend our money, Jimmy, is something that's is mind-boggling. We're spending 140% more than we take in. The only other time we did that was during the Second World War. And I guess that might have been a better reason than just because we want to pay off people today.
I think the thing I notice the most, Al, I'm going to get your comments on this. The thing I notice the most is the difference in your ability to have free speech, your ability to express yourself has been through woke policies, between woke policies and just the threat of being called a racist or whatever you may be fearful of being called. They have effectively shut down free speech in this country.
Very much the truth. But it's interesting. It's been a divisor of the whole country. There's roughly 40-50% of the people who willingly give up freedom in exchange for being taken care of. It took time. It's the process of incrementalism that is responsible for that. I had a friend who used to call Mr. Froggy. You put him in a pot of cold water, turn up the heat, he doesn't jump out. That's where we are in this country. People wouldn't have taken the changes if they'd happened overnight, but over a period of 20 to 30 years, and we're cooked.
Yep, true enough. Alan, well said. Thank you. Appreciate your time, sir. He's a writer. He's an American thinker. His name is Alan Pfeiffer, joining us here on News Radio 740 KTRH.